The evidence given by the Nurses and Midwives Organisation to the Oireachtas Committee yesterday is absolutely borne out by all of the conversations that I'm having with nurses and with doctors and with all staff who are working in our hospitals across the county. They're absolutely burnt out. And we need to say to them, and particularly government, needs to demonstrate that this underinvestment that has been the hallmark of our health system from before this crisis and indeed during this crisis is not going to continue, that this is not going to be their reality for the rest of their careers because it's absolutely unsustainable.
I'm sure from the offset of this pandemic, those affected and working in the healthcare sector didn't expect to be in the same position a year on almost.
Oh, indeed. I mean, if you look at Letterkenny Hospital, the hospital was working at full capacity for a number of years before this crisis started. We had people on trolleys, not enough beds, impossible work conditions. And of course, this crisis has only made it so much worse. And I'm mindful of the deep distress that we are causing to our healthcare workers, not just in Letterkenny Hospital, but across the entire system. They need to hear from government that there's going to be the necessary resources invested now, right now, and moving forward. And, I mean, obviously in Sinn Féin, we are in opposition. We've outlined our spending plan, our costed plan, for what needs to happen. The government needs to do the same. This cannot continue where people who are at the front line or in all different levels of our health service working in impossible conditions, they need to know this is not going to be their future, that this will come to an end in the near future.